Welcome to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Do you know who the light of the world is? It's Jesus.
That's right.
It's Jesus. I don't care how dark the world is. If you know Jesus, the light of God is inside of you. We're going to talk about following the light today. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me to encourage you to and remind you to about the light of God and to follow the light of God. It's a lamp under your feet, tells you where you are, and a light under your path that tells you where you're going, is the producer of VFN Radio program, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And, of course, the one and the only, John Ramos. Will be joining us in a little bit. We're going to be talking today about a prophetic, the Great Awakening, the awakening that's taking place in South Africa. Also, the awakening that we believe has to happen in America. A prophetic word from Rick Joyner that's just coming out that we'll be talking about, that if America doesn't turn, it's going to burn. It's what we've been hearing all along. You can watch it on VFN TV. Listen, today's going to be a day to pay attention. To pay attention. And the last thing you want to be is in a huge disaster going, somebody going, this is that. This is that. You don't want to hear it after the fact. You want to hear it prophetically so you can prepare for what's about to take place. Listen, there's hope if we turn to God. God is wooing us back to himself in an aggressive way. You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And in just a few moments, John Ramos. We'll give a shout out this morning to Bambi. It was so good to hear from you, Bambi. We're praying for you. Complete healing in Jesus' name. Also, we'll give a shout out to Joanne. That was hilarious in NYC. What you, the laugh thing, oh my goodness. Hey, we are here. We are here on VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light, and we have so much to share with you. I do want to say this morning, before I get started, I was writing down the road listening to, you know, the news and what was taking place, and it just overwhelmed me with anger about what happened to our fellow citizens, our brothers and sisters and children in Boston at the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sort of like, we need to punch something. I mean, we need to respond. We need to, you know, and it was just like, this is horrific, you know?
Horrible.
And I just, you know, and I showed up at my meeting thinking something's wrong with me. And I was just like angry. I'm like, oh my goodness, do you see innocent women and children have been slaughtered on our streets and they're maimed. Hundreds are maimed in their hospital beds and parents are without their children today. Three dead and at the Boston Marathon, if you haven't heard about it, with this terrorist. And no matter who it came from, it is a terrorist.
Still terror.
Still terror. Mm-hmm. And it is tragic. And no, I want everybody to know that's in Boston that we're praying for you. The moment we heard, we were right in the middle of a 24-hour prayer watch, and we immediately, as you were still on the sidewalk, we were praying for you. And and for those that went right in to be able to provide aid and rescue and to prevent others from getting in a tragic area, I mean, you were light in a dark time, and we're very grateful for you. I mean, it would have been even more horrific if we weren't able to see your heroism going in like that. It was almost like salve for the moment. But, you know, it's like President Bush was like, you know, you haven't heard us lately, but you're going to be hearing us soon, when he stood on the piles of 9/11, the Twin Towers. But it's like, we're not saying that today. And this adversary out here, it's a terrorist situation where it's just some, you know, hidden element that just pops out every now and then, and
cowardly,
what's in their heart jumps out and then jumps back in again. So it's the matters of the heart. And so we're going to be talking today. I just wanted to express that, because it just takes a while for this to soak in. So many things are happening, converging at this one moment. I don't have enough emotions to be able to take it all in. It's almost like if you have, you know, so much RAM in your computer, it's not that you're not taking it in. Everything has to wait its turn.
Yeah.
You know, and RAM is like highways. You know, you can be running different programs and stuff, but once you use all those highways up, everything else has to get in line behind that. And there's so many things happen. I feel like the Lincoln Tunnel bottleneck in my emotions. I just can't even, you have to wait to process things. And then all of a sudden it just hits you. And that's what hit me going down the road. And I was just like angry. I mean, These people were on the sidewalk watching their loved ones come in for a long run, doing nothing wrong, just enjoying the day, enjoying, and all of a sudden the evilness of somebody who masterminded those evil, bombs. And I'm just, God, we just ask you for justice.
Yes. Yeah.
We ask you for justice. We ask you for justice. We ask you, Lord,
yes,
that you would be with these ones who lost their legs and their arms and their children, their family, that you would comfort them, you would heal them, that you would restore them, and they would come back stronger. The Boston would come back stronger for you, Lord. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. I think it's very, things are processing here, and I'm just talking openly about it. But remember the Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Tea Party. There was a there's a place where people put their foot down in Boston and made a statement to Great Britain about what was going on. And you think about somebody is trying to make a statement. But then I find out that somebody mails reportedly by CNN, Fox News, that a senator from Mississippi receives an envelope with, ricin, which what does that really mean?
Supposed to be worse than anthrax.
Yeah, like a Republican senator receives that, and so you're thinking, and the things, if you go back and go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, tell everybody to make the torch bigger, like it's something that they can see when they get, instead of being small on the side, they really see the torch. You got to go to the torch and read the prophetic or listen to the prophetic words, because, this thing that keeps pushing and pushing at America, it's going to morph at some point if we don't humble ourselves. And the people that are playing around with it, kind of having fun with it, because you're living in the blessing, so you can act a fool when you're in the blessing. But all of a sudden, when you're not in daddy's house anymore or mama's house and you're not getting a check from whoever and you got to go out and make it happen, you don't have time to do that kind of stuff. You have to grow up and put away childish things and just begin.
Mm-hmm.
And begin life. And God's shown us that this thing's going to morph. If we don't humble ourselves, this is going to morph. And but understand that simultaneously, there's hope. There's hope because God, and what we want to share with you is God's news behind the news. You're seeing all that, and don't be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Just turn to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deal with the sin you haven't been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody listening right here today that you've been holding unforgiveness towards somebody, and the unforgiveness is holding you in sickness. And if you'll let them go, that sickness will have to let you go.
Right.
So I just declare that over you right now, and I just say in Jesus' name, let it go and be healed in Jesus' name. That in the context of that is there's hope, because God, first of all, God is God. God's holding everything together. And people say, if God did that, he would be a mean God or something of that nature. And you have to understand, if he wanted to destroy us, he could destroy us. He could just stop giving us air. So it's obviously not about that. It's discipline. Mm-hmm. It's hardship. It's us going through difficult times, so we'll just humble ourselves, deal with our sin, go to the cross, acknowledge his awesomeness and his goodness, that he's the one that's been providing for us and keeping us and blessing us and giving us the very air that we breathe. He chose the very same address that we would live in, the very time and season we would live, for one specific reason. No, America, not so you can have a whole bunch of stuff and things and all your money and 80% of the storage buildings in the world and so much stuff. It was so to see if you would seek him, mm-hmm. though he's not far from you. That you would reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. It's all about that. Think about it. When it's all over, and listen, if what's about to happen is going to happen based on what God has shown us in dreams and visions, that there's going to be a massive loss of life in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The shifting taking place. And when America gets a cold, when America sneezes, a lot of third world nations get a cold, because a lot of the purchasing and things that take place and jobs and food and all that kind of stuff comes out of America and goes to these different areas. And it's like the whole world will just suddenly, be in a tough situation. And the It's you just need to really
be aware of the times.
Yeah,
stay humble, stay alert. You know, stay abiding.
Just get rid of the arrogance. You know, people predicting tomorrow. It's just the arrogance instead of just saying, "I'll go 2 inches and I'll stop." Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just humbling ourselves, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And know this, that who's going to tell them? Who will I send?
Hmm.
Who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them that I love them, that I have a plan for their life? Who's going to tell them that they have sinned and that they've fallen short, but I'll forgive them if they'll turn back to me?
Hmm. Yeah.
Who's going to tell them that there's going to be a financial collapse and all the paper money is going to go and digital economy will come out and you will actually be controlled like the people who control the data today? Think about it. It's data money.
Right.
I mean, what does that really mean? You know, the data coin, the Bitcoin, all the different stuff that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to tell them that you're in captivity? You know, you can be in religious captivity. You can be in religious captivity and that you need to be free from that to be able to follow God, that you answer alone before God, all by yourself. No witnesses, no suspects. Who's going to tell you that God's going to hold you accountable for your sin? That's why we go to Jesus. That's why it's good news. We go to him and say, I've sinned. I've fallen short.
Right.
God, forgive me. Nobody can point any fingers at anybody. All we can do is point you to the cross and say, listen, that's the hope. And even if loss of life was to happen, I mean, think about it. If we were standing on the sidewalks of the Boston Marathon and that was our last moment, and that was your last moment, because they didn't know. They didn't know.
They didn't know.
Who would have ever known in such a beautiful day and such a great event and so much family fun that would be the moment that we'd be standing before the throne of God? Who would have known that? And right now, I'm telling you, you don't know tomorrow.
Mm.
You don't know tomorrow. You don't know the next moment. You know, I was riding down the road in my truck, and I'm about to take a turn, and all of a sudden, I get T-boned in the side of my truck. Just suddenly, bam, you know? And but that could have been it. You know, that was, a year ago or so? And but it was just instant. It's just instant. I think about David Wilkerson when he's riding down in the highways in Houston. I mean, that's where he literally got hit so hard that I believe his spirit came out, his body went straight to heaven.
Wow.
But that was his last moment, which is God's, I'm telling you, God had mercy on him, took him on home, because he told for years, you know, and people didn't even pay attention and made fun of him that this was going to be happening. And here it is. It's happening and it's going to happen.
Mm.
And so if what we're sharing with you today puts fear in you, I pray it's the fear of God.
Yeah.
Because I want you to make it. God wants you to make it. You just don't know tomorrow. And it's been real easy to this point. It's been easy because we're in a blessed land. But God is about to move his hand. What you're going to hear in a moment is a word from a prophetic word that lines up with the words even we're hearing and the dreams and the visions that we're hearing from Rick Joyner about if America doesn't turn, then it will burn.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you as you're hearing this word, I want to encourage you that he's just warning. It's like sort of like a parent going, and it is a father saying, oh, I really love you so much. I sure don't want to have to do this. I sure don't want to have to allow this difficulty to come upon you. I sure don't want to withdraw my blessing from you. You have to understand a father's love because, you know, the longer you're a father, you understand those things, you know, more and more and more. Somebody says, well, why do you actually, and it's like, because you love them. You know, you just love them and you want it to work out and you got all these different things. And we being evil know how to get good gifts. Imagine God's heart. And he's not wanting the hardships to come. But listen, just like you're about to hear, as Rick Joyner is saying, and John's going to be reading, is that the church is not listening. They're having carnivals. They're having carnivals and preaching the gospel of grace. Why fire is at the door. Why destruction's at the door. Why our very neighbors are getting blown up on a simple day at the marathon. John, talk to us.
Wow, this is a prophetic word that just came from Rick Joyner, and they puts out these prophetic bulletins. And the title of this prophetic word is called Ineptocracy. Ineptocracy.
Okay.
guess it's the combination of two words, ineptinocracy. And this is what Rick Joyner says. We think in words. For this reason, words have been the most powerful social force on Earth, changing nations, forming cultures, and dismantling them. Dictionaries help to establish a definition of words, and a friend sent me this one that had recently been added to one of America's foremost word authorities.
Say that word again now. Say that word again.
Ineptocracy.
Okay, ineptocracy. Okay.
Inept and ocracy.
Which ocracy would be government, and inept is inability.
Inability, correct. Okay. But this is how that word is defined. A system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing. And where
Give us a pause to think. Make the statement again. In other words, you have the least likely to lead elected by the least likely...
Capable of producing.
Capable of producing. It's like, that's a bad combination.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's like the blind leading the blind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's being said prophetically is our government, our choices that we've elected as government is just in the baddest condition as we are.
Yeah.
And neither one of us can help each other if you're not with God. Okay.
Definition continues and it says, and where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers.
Oh, my goodness. So there's actually more people pulling from the source than people that are providing for the source.
Exactly. In fact, this is what he says.
What?
Could what has been happening in America been said any better? As one popular social comedian recently observed, we now have more people riding on the wagon than we have pulling the wagon.
Oh, my, that's exactly it. Is that hilarious?
Wow. Isn't that it?
You got a million people on the wagon and one guy out front going, I'm trying. I can only make so much money. How do I do this?
Yeah.
That is so true. That's America. Okay.
It's America.
You're listening to a prophetic word fresh from the prophetic journal of Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And John is reading that word as we speak.
He says, very true. And each day, many more are getting in the wagon than are helping to pull it. It is a tribute to those who are still pulling that our economy is moving at all. But if this trend continues, there is a point at which there will not be enough to keep the wagon moving. We are already at the place where any little hill or obstacle can stop it.
Okay, hold on a minute. This is what God's speaking to my spirit. I mean, he just stopped me dead in my tracks. And he says, it's so fragile right now. It is so fragile right now that you're like walking on eggs at any moment. I mean, like you and I, John, I were talking, yesterday is that, you know, imagine a plank. A plank is what you had to walk a plank. You know, the pirate would make you walk the plank and you'd go off into the end. And imagine the plank is mercy and you're blindfolded. And you've been walking and walking and walking, but you know that plank is going to end at some point. You're like, is my next step going to be off of mercy?
Wow.
Isn't that a good way to describe what we're feeling in our spirit?
It's a great way. It's a great analogy. Any moment.
Yeah. And this is true, though, is like, but this has so far been like a real long plank. It's kind of odd that it's even this long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're already like, this is way past, the plank should have been over by now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that right? And you feel that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then everything's converging at one point, and it's like at any moment, we're living on borrowed mercy. I mean, how much mercy?
He's so good.
It reminds me of Genesis, where God says, God's spirit will not always contend with man.
Right.
It's an arrogant people that just throws off the mercies of God. We talked about on VFN Radio about appropriating the mercies of God. God gives us mercy, but so that we can respond to that mercy and not ignore that mercy. You tell a child, listen, your punishment is X, Y, Z for not cleaning your room. If you give your child mercy, you want them to take that mercy and say, okay, Dad, Mom, I'm gonna appropriate this in my life. I'm going to receive this so that I don't get the consequences later. America takes the mercies and just throws it right back at God.
You think about this, and we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come right back and continue this conversation, this prophetic word being shared, fresh word from the prophetic journal of Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is that the poorest people in America. I'm talking about, find the poorest. Where are they? They're richer than 80% of the world's population. We rephrase that. Look at the least blessed in America.
That's right.
And they're more blessed by God than 80% of the world. You don't think we're going to have some, you know, much is given, much is expected responsibilities
That's right.
here? We have 80% of the storage buildings in the world in America, which means we've been blessed with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we got it coming out our nose like quail out of Egypt. Listen, you listen to VFN Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show, in a presentation, a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Have you ever been listening or reading the Word of God, and it just seems like you were just reading a math book? And there's a lot of books that I've read in my life, and I've learned that there's a big difference between a textbook, a book, and the Word of God. There's a big difference between the Word of God and the God of the Word. And I want to encourage him that if you want to encounter the God of the Word, Jesus Christ, you can. He's not just a few letters in a pages that you don't understand. He's alive, and he's got a plan for you, and he wants nothing more than to spend time with you on a daily basis. He wants to speak to you. He wants to hear your voice, and he wants you to know his voice. Find out more at iabide.org.
If I've heard this once, I've heard it too many times. When I run into someone and they tell me, I just don't want to be a part of a crowd. I just don't want to be part of another group. I don't want to be another number.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to go to an event. Mm. I want to experience God.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy fellowship with God's people. And I want to grow. I want to be a true disciple.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn of his ways. I want to abide with him and spend time with him. And I want to hear God for myself. I'm no longer interested in being a spectator. But I want to get in the game.
Yeah.
I want to fulfill the great commitment. I want to fulfill the great commission. But I just don't see where I fit in the crowd. If that's you and you have a longing to fulfill the call of God in your life, if you have a longing just to truly be what God's called you to be, a son and daughter of God, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to be a part of a family that's not just spectating and watching others do it, but are actually doing it together. I want to encourage you, find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We are talking about a prophetic word that comes out of the prophetic journals fresh from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, which, by the way, since day one, that our spirits have just been in harmony with what God's saying. So we're hearing in harmony.
Yeah.
And what you want to hear, if you're the only one hearing what you're hearing, you need to be concerned because you're not the only one. But if you hear those who are here from God, you're hearing the same thing, then you can kind of, you know, keeps you from going too far to the left or too far to the right. But listen, real is real.
That's right.
And we're picking up here, John, with the...
the prophetic word. And in fact, many things that have been shared in this word, you have heard us actually share here on VFN Radio. So it's just amazing how God is speaking, like Greg is saying. We're picking up here on this prophetic word from Rick Joyner, and he starts saying, in my last bulletin, I raised the question about if democracy in America had failed. It has. It did not have to, and it may yet be recovered, but at this time it is broken, and our federal government is bankrupt by any viable standard. One would think everyone would be declaring this, telling the emperor the very obvious fact that he doesn't have any clothes on, but there's an amazing veil of delusion covering him up. I mean, we have seen this delusion where we're $16 trillion in debt and growing every single day. You keep spending and spending and spending where there is no money, and no one is sounding an alarm. Very few words, very few people are saying, we got to stop this. This is lunacy. Meanwhile, you're seeing good being called evil and evil being called good.
Yes. And those who stand for righteousness or stand for what God would say, they're called the problem.
Yeah, they're being persecuted.
Right.
He goes on to say, our government has failed because we did the very things the founding fathers said the republic could not survive doing. They were right. We could limp along for a while, but economic physics confirmed that the party will soon be over. So what do we do? First, we build our lives on the kingdom that can never fail. My goodness, the kingdom of God. We've shared that over and over again where kingdoms come, kingdoms will go, but the kingdom of God will remain forever. Mm-hmm. And he continues to say that we do this by obeying the principles of the coming kingdom. These principles have been well proven every time to work and not fail.
Kingdom of God.
Correct. She says, you know, which
we're supposed to seek first. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God in Matthew 6:33.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's taught, by the way, just because everybody, you know, most of you remember 81% of the church, according to George Barna, not reading the word. So you need to be able to say kingdom. Are we talking about the God's Arab kingdom. Emirates kingdom? We're talking about, you know, we're talking about the kingdom of God.
Right.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
Which is the king's domain in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Giving him dominion of our life. King dominion, kingdom. It's not a place that you go. It's a revelation that you enter into.
Amen. So he talks about these principles and he says, what are they and how can we implement them now? He says, these are the most important questions we can be asking at this time. He says, the principles of the kingdom are simple and we will address the important basics of the kingdom in the coming bulletin, but you don't have to wait for that. You have the same source we do, and we can be and should be living in the kingdom right now, the kingdom of God. A kingdom that can never be shaken. And when the whole world falls apart, those who have built their lives on the kingdom will not fall apart, but stand as great lights to the whole world, just as we were promised in such places as Hebrews 12, Daniel 2, and Isaiah 6. And if you've been listening to VFN Radio, and you know you have, we've been sharing about the kingdom of God, and that's the only kingdom that's going to make it towards the end. It's the only kingdom. The next part of this prophetic word, Rick begins to share about preparing for collapse.
This is so important because there just comes a point in time when, you know, okay, I've given you, I don't know, I would say since the 1960s to turn back to me.
Yeah.
And there's been wins and opportunities to do that, but you didn't. You didn't fully turn back. You still went away after I rained down manna, after I had the latter rain movement, after I poured out refreshing, after I did all these different things. You still went back to your old ways. I mean, all of it nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's around the 60s. It just began, and it hasn't stopped. The 60s are not our problem. We're just connected. All that's connected.
Yeah.
You know?
So he says, preparing for the collapse, some will interpret what I'm saying that I believe the American Republic is doomed. But that is not the case. Though a collapse of currency and likely our government is becoming inevitable, we could yet turn back before going over the precipice.
Okay, hold on a minute. Now, this is important because what the vision the Lord gave me was, it was just an actual vision. This is a vision. And this is not, I'm not given to a lot of different visions, but I remember the vision. And as a matter of fact, the other day, I was resting, and I had this sudden vision. This is a different one, not the money one. And all of a sudden, this big gunshot, bam! And I was just there, and I'm looking around to see if I was hit, if what was hit. And then I looked around to see if I was hit, you know, coming from law enforcement. It was like so loud.
Mm.
And I wasn't hit. But there was an explosion that took place in my spirit. And I can tell you exactly when it was. That and then you're looking what's taking place right now and the explosion that just took place in Boston.
Oh, wow, that's right.
And it just jumped me out of it. Just when you have a vision, what happens is it's like you're really doing it. You know, it's like you're, just so everybody's listening out there, it's like you're really, you know, it's happening.
You're in it.
So it's not like a movie. You're actually doing it. Well, that's how it was for me. And then it was on April the 10th, that there was just this explosion, this shot fire type thing. Mm-hmm. Which would be like gunpowder, going off. And I wrote it on my journal. I'm looking at my journal now and I saw that. And there...
You're talking about this...
What?
No, I didn't want to trust you. You're talking about this other vision.
Right, yeah, it was. Yeah, but the... And then I'm just saying that God speaks to us. God will speak to you if you'll abide with him. Go to iabide.org and begin to abide with him now. But listen, that just came to me all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
That also... What he's showing me, okay, that came to pass, right? I just told you about the explosion, then that happened, was all the paper money on the face of the earth. Now imagine having this powerful vacuum cleaner and loose papers everywhere, and you're sucking it out of all the crevices and cracks, and so it's just flapping around. Well, that was the paper money. The paper money was just being sucked up into heaven, it looked like a pyramid because it wasn't a pyramid, but it looked like shaped like a pyramid because the vacuum was in the middle. And it looked like it was all going to be sucked up. And you could literally hear it flapping, flap, 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 flap. And then all of a sudden it just burned. It just turned into a big mountain of fire.
Mm.
And so, and then the Lord began to impress on me that the paper money is going to go, but they're going to issue a digital currency. And of course, what we just talked about this happened some time back when I talked about it, and you can see it at the torch. Go to vfntv.com and click on prophecies. And we're going to update that really soon where you can get to them in a hurry. But the, now they have the Bitcoin, BITCOIN, and it is the talk of the world now. And it is a currency that has no place because it's a digital money. Mm-hmm. It's a digital money, and it's a world economy, and they're trying to figure out how to push everything into that right now. Well, listen, they want to take America down, and the only hope for America is what Rick Joyner's saying here and what we've been saying and what John is saying is the church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and he'll stop this thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He'll just stop it. It don't have to make sense. The dots don't have to connect. He'll just stop it. But if we don't, if we don't turn, America's going to burn, is what he's saying. Okay?
Yeah. I said that because
I'm sorry about interrupting you there, but I said that because he's talking about the economic, that the economy's going to crash.
Right. Right.
And no money, no government. Government's only there because we paid them money.
That's right. Well, look what's happening in Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
Money's gone. Everyone's leaving.
Yeah, and you can find out about it. Make sure you link that to this particular or have that link to this thing. But 50% are unemployed. It's crashing. It looks like a war zone in Detroit, Michigan, because the money stopped. The money stopped. And that's what America's going to look like if we don't turn.
Mm-hmm.
So he continues to say, He says, however, if you do not change your direction, you will end up where you are headed. And that is where we are headed. We should not give up on the possibility of being spared this tragedy. But at present, we're not changing our direction and we're speeding up as we get closer to the cliff.
It makes me think of the prophetic word that was given with the headlines with AWTV.
God TV.
Oh. Anyway, his name will come up in a moment.
John Paul Jackson.
John Paul Jackson. Headline. He says, you're going to get what you want, but you're not going to like what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the headline, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get what you want, but you're not going to like what you get. And that's what he's saying. If you keep going the direction that you're going, you're going to end up what he's talking about. But which means this, if my people, which means imagine the destiny that God puts in each of our hands to be willing to repent at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It says only the most blind or foolish are not earnestly preparing for the crash. This is something we've been talking about for, yeah. I mean, as long as,
right.
I can't even remember how long. It was several years.
We even prophesied right before the storm was going to come to the political, to the, what do you call that government again? The
ineptocracy.
Yeah, I actually talked to the ineptocracy and prophesied to them, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it came that fall.
Yep.
It came that fall. Now we're telling you this is a lot of things, other things come, but you're looking at the end of this thing as we know it, right? That's what God
That's
said.
Right.
As we know it, within 6 minutes, the economy just falls. Bam.
You got show me. Over.
Yeah. You can scream and beat and take a sledgehammer or stick your little ATM card in that machine all you want to.
Yeah, ain't not coming out.
Ain't not going to come out. And if whatever it does, you can't do nothing with it anyway, like the Weimar Republic, like we talked
about.
Well,
ask Cyprus. We only have a look at the Weimar Republic. Just a few weeks ago, Cyprus, they were trying to pull out their money, and they had a bank holiday. And then when they reopened the banks 2 weeks later, they only allowed them to withdraw.
They allowed them.
And $30, of their own money.
These are millionaires. They like $130, and they said we decided we're going to take 50% of your money, 80% sometime. But this is interesting. What EU said, the European Union, they said this is a great model. No, actually, the IMF. They said this is a great model for every nation.
Wow.
Just take, you don't need that much anyway. All you need is this much, and they just take everybody's money, which, by the way, is your employer's money, which means you're not going to get paid tomorrow. You'd like it today. You say, that's a cool idea.
That's right.
You're going to say, that's a cool idea. Yeah, take all of Xerox's money or all of Apple's money or whatever, and they've already been preparing for this. They've already went overseas, and
these
companies. Either way, even one of the founders went over to Singapore and gave up his citizenship because they've been watching what's going on. Facebook is that... I lost my thought with that, so we'll go on.
Well, it's just the economy. You were saying this. If we keep asking the people to give up their money and they take it,
that's
a great idea. It's your paycheck.
Well, it's so imagine, say you work with
Walmart.
Academy Sports and Outdoors, or Walmart, and you think, that's right, this big company, and by the way, the company's owned by your neighbor called Stocks. and that's how they're actually getting their grass cut, because you're shopping at Walmart. It's a currency. Both you guys are, anyway. So you take all that money and give it. They just suck it up and burn it. Basically, they're not going to give it to you. But understand, when you go back to work the next week, and you won't, because they're going to tell you we can't pay you. Then not only are you going to be out of a job, but your neighbor is going to be out of a house, because they their stocks quit paying. It all crashes. It was in front of the stock. This is what God told us. Go ahead and share what God said specifically. And just speak it as it is, what God said about the stock market again.
Well, this is the dream the Lord gave me. He spoke clear as day. I was going to my place of employment at the time, and I was walking towards my desk when I noticed that everybody was gathered around the television screen, all the coworkers. It's a large gathering. So, I immediately stopped and wanted to see what was going on. And it was a breaking news moment, and oftentimes I describe this as important to describe it now, because breaking news today is different than what it was like before, and definitely what like God showed me. Breaking news today is they tell you 15 minutes what's the breaking news before they actually tell you what is breaking news. Back in this dream, prophetic dream, it was breaking news. It was like live happening at the moment. It was disjointed. You could see a reporter that was standing on the New York Stock Exchange floor, and what was very interesting,
which represents every business in America, practically, because they're owned by your neighbor who bought stocks for that company.
Absolutely. And
everybody's retirement's there, all that, it's the money.
Everything. It's the world economy. I mean, not just America, it's the world's economy. And all these companies around the world are trading. And all the stockbrokers on the floor, they had their blue coats. They were all standing around the reporter. All trading had stopped. Trading doesn't stop normally unless like 3 days out the year, Christmas, New Year's Day, and another holiday, unless there's some sort of major thing that happened. And so they were all standing there, and he says, I'm about to share something with you, but we don't want you to panic. I'm about to share something. As soon as he said those words, I knew in the dream, because of everything the Lord had already had told us, this was that.
This is it. This is exactly what Rick's talking about. It's what John Paul Jackson talked about, and it's what God showed us was going to happen. Yep. And now he's showing you what he showed you in a dream, showing you how it's going to happen.
So I didn't even wait at that moment to hear it because I already knew it. So I went to my desk to gather my things to leave because I knew everyone was going to just go nuts once they heard this word. As I'm exiting now, coming back from gathering my things, I'm about to walk out of the place of employment, and he's about to talk again. So I stop, and he says, we don't want you to panic, but we want you to know that the world's going to be over as you know it in 6 minutes.
And it's so important because we are not saying, and we're not saying that God's saying the world's over. It's not it.
No.
The world as you know it.
As you know it.
As you know it. And the economy falls, believe me, as you know it, it'll be totally different overnight, like Detroit.
Exactly. You don't have to look far. This is the thing. There's so much prophetic fulfillment today.
Right.
You don't have to look far. Okay. Right. And as soon as he said that, chaos broke loose. People were panicking and grief. And I'm standing up on a chair saying, go to the VFN torch. The Lord showed us this. It's all documented. This is how you need to prepare and turn your hearts back to God. And that's what we've been doing every day on VFN radio. We've been preparing. We've been sharing and warning so that we can turn our hearts, so that the world and the church can turn our hearts back to God. But we have a choice. You know, we can choose God, or we can continue to be on the path that we have been on.
Right.
And so
we're going to pick this back up in just a moment after this break, but realize you can go to the VFN torch, and that's what you begin to say when this dream is God showing to you. You sent people to the torch. You sent them to what we call the VFN torch, and you were saying, go there now. Listen, we're telling you to go there, and on the menu at the top, it has prophecies. Click on that and just take your time and just read and pray and say, God revealed to me, you know, how am I supposed to respond?
Yeah.
And you can, prudent preparation on VFN TV. You can watch prudent preparation. Prepare. As you know, this is what Proverbs says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares, but a fool continues on and suffers for it. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back after this message. You know, when we first started trying to articulate, you know, what God was doing with us, you know, we thought, you know, how do you explain God? I mean, how do you explain family? How do you because it's just kind of hard. The paradigm shift is so huge from going to church to being the church, you know, from that building being the temple of God to us being the temple of God, and then in families, really family. You know, Jesus said when his mother Mary was outside and his brother was outside knocking on the door because they thought he lost his mind because he was ministering actually in a house, and to his disciples, and they were coming to rescue him because he hadn't eaten. They were going to rescue God, John. They were going to rescue God. And that he hadn't eaten in a couple of days. And they just knew because that was their family. They thought, that's my family. That's my relative in there, so he'll actually come out. And so somebody tells Jesus, he says, you know, your mother and your brother's outside wanting to talk to you. And he goes, who is my mother? This is God speaking through his son, Jesus Christ, right? He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And today's church will say, the people knocking on the door.
Right.
But that's not what he said. He said this. He said, those who do the will of my Father, when he was looking at his disciples sitting in front of them. We've got to recapture again the understanding of the family of God, because the truth is, that if we really love our family, we're going to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, because if they don't know Jesus Christ, they're not going to make it into the family of God and into eternity in heaven. And so we want them to be able to make it. But, you know, we try to come together, try to come out a way to explain that. We did that with the Vine seminars. You know, that we first had a Vine seminar to be able to explain us, to take us from these mindsets of realizing that we have an awesome King and God who loves us, and he wanted family, and to that we are the ark of God, and God's presence dwells with us, and it's just awesome thing of activation. And it's an exciting thing. The Vine seminar is about, you know, Vine Fellowship Network, but also it's just grown into other seminars as well. And so if you want to find out more about Vine seminars, from marriage to personality, from, you know, what it's like just to be the church, you know, maybe you can glean from it. Go to vineseminars.org. Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here, and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to vfntv.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We are talking about and sharing all these prophetic words and convergences, but we're speaking right out of a prophetic journal fresh from Rick Joyner, the prophetic journal, Morningstar Ministries, and we're talking about what he titles it: "If America Doesn't Turn, Then America Is Going to Burn."
Right. He continues to say, and we'll recap a little bit: if the crash happens, we're talking about financial crash. If the crash happens,
which he says is inevitable if we don't change what we're doing.
Right. There is still a possibility of recovery. There will also be a real possibility of chaos and tyranny like America has never known. This could be permanent, or it could just be for a time until there is a recovery of order.
Which would be like a reboot. Everything reboots, right, with a new type of currency, a new type of order. And by the way, martial law is not a negative thing when it's when people are going wild. It's actually, it's just like a father and a mother that says, "I don't care. Hush.
Knock it off.
Everybody go to your room."
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen if that kind of thing happens. Then you'll see, you know, martial law. George Washington, President Washington, used martial law. So don't say, mm-hmm, you know, if our president feels a need to have to use martial law to keep Americans alive, and deal with the people who are doing things on the streets they shouldn't do. Don't be speaking against. Pray for our president.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
And I believe he's God's set man. You know, you need to pray for even Saul. Even David knew not to lay his hands on Saul. Realize that, you know, if you've been given a duty and you got to do it, you know, you got to do what God's called you to do.
That's right.
All right.
Then if we have learned the lessons and have returned to the Lord to seek his grace, we could end up better and stronger than ever.
So if we, so you're saying if we learn lessons.
That's right.
From the hardship. God's treating you as a son. He talks about in Hebrews, I believe, chapter 13, maybe, that he says, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. He's working holiness into your life.
Mm.
You know, without holiness, you can't see God. So if we learn from this difficult time you're talking about, that you're reading about, and that God's showing us about, and Rick's seeing as well, then that's what you're saying, because quite often as Americans, we just think, oh, good, it's not going to happen then. Yeah, that's not what he's saying. He's saying if we learn from the turmoil, right?
Yeah, if. Which reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Think about it. How many parents looked at their child and go, if you just would have listened to me.
Mm-hmm. But so listen. Proverbs says.
Yeah. And then that's exactly Proverbs chapter 1. Read it, by the way. God wants to share his secrets with you. But if we don't listen to him, he says that disaster will come and I will laugh.
Yeah, don't if think, you would listen. Yeah,
but if you do listen, you can. He'll protect you no matter what's going to come.
Yeah, yeah. So at this writing, this is Rick speaking, at this writing, there does not seem to be leadership on the horizon that can turn us back from this pending catastrophe. But one could be raised up in a day. Even more than leadership, there is something even more fundamental to restoring the republic if we're going to remain a republic and not fall to the tyranny we're headed for.
That's important. So what he's saying, which is the average Joe could even observe, the fact is there ain't nobody right now able to do this thing, you know.
That's
but,
right.
And this is how God does things. God could all of a sudden just raise up a George Washington or a John G. Lake or...
Yeah.
Whatever to say, and all of a sudden God touches that particular person in the favor, in the way technology is, that instantly everybody can see and know, instantly. Go, we'll follow this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can shift. And I'm thinking too about Chuck Pierce's word that God's been trying to shift the church, and its leadership won't shift to his form of leadership. And that's what the government, the American government and governments around the world are stuck, because the church is stuck.
Yep.
And very well, I think I'm really feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that what's going to happen if we will let it shift to the new, to God's men, women, whatever it is, his men, then we can come out of this.
Yeah.
We can come, even if we're in it, we can come out of it, because God's going to lead us out. Just like watch from Genesis all the way through, you got to follow those who God has called to lead, because God's speaking to them about what to do and giving them the strategies.
He goes on to say that the founding fathers warned that the republic could only be maintained by a moral and religious people. They assured us we could not survive as a republic with the kind of moral meltdown that we are now suffering and the departure from core religious devotion that we have had. We have not only lost these, but the nation has become increasingly hostile to those of faith. Without another great awakening, we will not survive as a republic much longer. The good news is that the signs of another great awakening are coming. When we get back in the extra hour, we're going to continue this prophetic word. You're listening to VFN Radio.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those that are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.